So, one of the joys of living in northern New Jersey is that driving here is always an adventure. So yesterday, I was on Linwood Avenue, heading to Valley Hospital for a visit. Traffic was light, the sky was gray, and nothing seemed out of the ordinary. Ahead of me, about 40 feet away, was a large flatbed truck, colored black and red, with a small forklift attached to the back. The truck looked nearly empty, with only a few pallets of 50-pound bags of sand left on it. So, since nothing strange was happening, my mind started to drift towards my upcoming visit. But then suddenly, the truck in front of me jolted. It physically shook, and for half a second, it swerved into oncoming traffic. The driver quickly got the truck back into the right lane, but in that correction, something happened to the cargo. Several large bags of sand flew off the truck, barely missing the cars that were coming towards us. White puffs of dust and sand filled the air as the bags burst as they hit the ground. I silently thanked God that no one was hurt and everyone dodged what came down. But the truck didn't realize what happened. The driver kept driving. And as he drove, bags of sand kept falling. Every 50 feet or so, another bag would hit the pavement. Now, after a bit, the driver finally realized that he was losing his cargo. He pulled over, put on his hazards, and stepped out of the truck with a giant roll of saran wrap to secure the load. With the crisis averted, I passed him by and went on my way. Later, after my visit at the hospital was over, I drove back over the same road. The truck was long gone, and most of the bags of sand that hit the road were gone too. But some of them remained. And that sand, the sand was still there, every 50 feet or so. It looked so symmetrical, so intentional, like this truck was doing a version of Hansel and Gretel and dropping these bags of sand to find its way home. And as each bag fell, as it landed on the ground, it made a mark that couldn't easily be forgotten. That mark, that impact is what Jesus is getting at in these four verses from John. Jesus is sharing these words during his final discourse, his final sermon before his arrest, trial, and death. He's preparing his disciples for what's next, for what life will be like once the cross comes. These disciples had literally walked with Jesus. They ate meals with him, shared hardships, and made memories together. When Jesus called these disciples by name to follow him, Jesus wasn't seeking a short-term commitment. He and his followers are together for the long haul. So Jesus begins today's text with a promise. He promises that no matter what comes next, Jesus has more to say. Their experience of God isn't over just because Jesus no longer walks, talks, and eats with them like he used to. Their experience of God isn't finished, even though their story is going to change. Jesus promises to keep speaking, and promises that he will be heard. And as his disciples live their lives, wherever they go and through whatever happens next to them, Jesus' voice in their story will not be silent. God is still speaking. God is still caring, and above all, God is, through the Spirit of truth, guiding. God looks at God's people, sees their story, walks with them as they experience their lives, and in their joys and sorrow, and even when their worlds turn upside down, God is still doing what God does. And that's love. Now, I'm not sure the disciples, while listening to Jesus, if they knew exactly what he was saying. By this point in the text, we're already two chapters into his four-chapter sermon. Jesus has already said a lot, and he still got more to say. I imagine if I was there, it's at this point where I probably would have started zoning out. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd still be there, but my eyes would do that thing where they start glazing over. My ears would hear the words, but my brain wouldn't really be listening. I bet my mind would wander, thinking about what I needed to do next or what kind of recipes were used for this meal. Or maybe I'd end up just being kind of blank, with no real thought in my head. But the beauty of Jesus' promise is that his promise doesn't depend on understanding. Jesus isn't giving us a pop quiz here, wondering if we've listened to every sermon or memorized every Bible story. Jesus is instead pointing to our reality. He's saying that he understands that most of us still have some life left to live. Our journey continues. Jesus isn't asking for understanding. He's instead asking for faith. He's instead pointing to trust. His word, when spoken, makes a difference, whether we understand it or not. We might feel like each step we take is something we do on our own, but Jesus' promise is that it's not. Even when we don't realize it, even when we fight against it, even when we doubt, God's promise is that we're going through this life with a partner, a friend, and an ally. Now, one of the joys of my job as a pastor is that there are days like today where we get to see what a faith journey can look like. We, as a community, are witnesses to a Jesus who is still speaking. We get to see that this word of promise is a word that breaks into new places, into new worlds, and into new lives, with a promise of hope, of peace, and love. And even though our lives can and do act like there might be a flatbed truck dumping sand in front of us as we travel down our road, creating obstacles we didn't plan for and throwing up clouds of dust that make it impossible to see the way ahead, our road isn't a lonely road. We might not see what comes next, but God sees us right as we are. And God knows the way through. Jesus doesn't promise that these obstacles, these hardships, these bags of sand will no longer head our way once we believe or are baptized. We still have a life to live. But Jesus does promise that through everything, God is there, speaking and guiding. Jesus promises that we are worthy to be loved, and he declares that we are. Now, Robert, I know that you have plenty of life left to live. And I know through our conversations that there have been plenty of bags of sand thrown your way. But I honestly believe that God has been with you in all things. Your journey to this place, to this font, to Jesus Christ, is a journey where your faith and your story are intertwined. And like Hansel and Gretel, those bags of sand tossed your way became moments where God spoke to you, leading you home. Today doesn't mark your journey's end, it marks a new beginning. Jesus still has many things to say to you, and Jesus still has many things to say to all of us. We all have a faith-filled life left to live, and we all have love we're called to give. We all have this hope that we're here to proclaim because we are part of the body of Christ, and we live in a world that God made. The spirit of truth that led Robert to the water is the same spirit that leads all of us to discover the word God is speaking. And this word isn't a word only meant for you or for me. It's a word that, through us, is meant for all the world to see. Amen.